Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. This is a Jordan Strzok and Vikings Entertainment Network production. I have six good questions from you guys, so let's get right to them. The first one from Chris L. Is our defense something to be worried about for the season, or do you feel like it was just a bad performance and that we will regroup? The Vikings defense is 10th in passing defense and 12th in rushing defense, but it probably feels like it's not quite that good based on what's happened to us at the end of the first halves and at the end of the game. So that's the key, situational football. Leslie Frazier talked about this earlier in the week. The Vikings have to get better in two-minute defense. If they can do that, I think we'll all start to feel better about the progress the Vikings defense is making. Speaking of progress, one guy who I really like so far this year is one of our rookies, Harrison Smith. He's having a great start to the season. Hopefully he can continue that. Next question comes from Derek. Will we see Joe Webb on any kick returns or lining up as a receiver this year? Also, is the Blazer package dead? I really doubt you're going to see Joe Webb lining up as a kick returner or even as a wide receiver. He's going to continue to train at quarterback and be Christian Ponder's backup. In the NFL, you always need a good backup quarterback, and Joe Webb has proven that he can come into a game and lead the Vikings offense. So expect him to stay at quarterback. As for the Blazer package or some sort of Wildcat package, I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings tried something like that with Joe Webb as the season went on. I don't know when it'll happen or how it will happen, but Joe Webb has those abilities, and Bill Musgrave might choose to use that down the road. When are the Vikings going to display A.J. Jefferson? There was a lot made about the trade, but he has not even been on the field. A.J. made the trip to Indianapolis last week, but didn't play. I talked to him in the team hotel. He told me that he's really close to being able to play for this Vikings defense, but he's still going through the process of learning the terminology. He said Arizona's defense has a lot different terminology than ours. So I think A.J. is getting closer, and I won't be surprised to see him be a contributor for us this year. Bob J. has the next question. The offense starts slowly every week, then it picks up. Why don't we use the no-huddle offense earlier in the game? Actually, I'm not so sure the Vikings offense has started slowly every week. They did in the season opener against Jacksonville with a few three and outs, but against Indianapolis, the Vikings were driving the ball pretty well. In fact, they averaged 5 yards per play in their first two drives, the same per play average as in our last two scoring drives. The difference? Those first two scoring drives resulted in field goals. The last two scoring drives were touchdowns. So the Vikings have to turn those field goals into touchdowns. Reducing penalties and reducing quarterback sacks is going to help us do that. Our next question comes from Twitter. @thewarden_11 asks, if healthy, do you think wide receiver Jarius Wright will get some playing time on Sunday? I think so. I think he's really close. I thought he might play last week, but the Vikings decided not to do it. He is getting healthier. He's participating in practice, so I think Jarius Wright is very close to returning. Not just as a receiver, he could be a guy that Mike Prefer uses on special teams. Our last question comes from Reggie in Richmond, Virginia, and it's a fantasy question. I'm a proud owner of a 2-0 record in one of my leagues, so I have a license to answer this one this week. Fantasy football question, is it worth picking up Jerome Simpson after week 4? Here's the thing on Jerome, if you feel like he can be a significant player in fantasy football for your team, I would pick him up this week, because next week everyone's going to be thinking the same thing as you. So if you have the roster flexibility and you can afford to pick a player up this week that won't play in Sunday's games, I would do it this week. That way you get ahead of the curve and you can get to Jerome before all the other Vikings fans in your league are thinking the same thing. That's it for this week's Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week. Submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll include them in next week's Pick 6. See you next time.